姊妹平安
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，因为有机会呢，今天能够到贵教会来分享。
I'm very glad to be sharing the gospel with you today.
先代表我们教会中诚先华人基信会的弟兄姊妹跟大家问安。
So on behalf of my home church in Orange County, I greet all of you.
愿主的平安，他的恩常在你们心里。
May the Lord's peace be with you.
好。开始以前我们先来祷告好不好
Let's start with a prayer
亲爱主耶稣我们感谢赞美你
Lord Jesus, we praise and thank you
今天是你特定的日子
Today is a special day
我们来到你当中我们来崇拜你
That we come into your sanctuary to worship you
我们求你开我们的眼睛开我们的心
May you open our eyes and our hearts
让我们等一下听到的是从你自己亲自跟我们讲的说话
May you speak to us in person.
感谢你与我们同在。
We thank you for being with us.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 好，今天我们看的是《使徒行传》的一个题目。
So today we are going to look at the book of Acts.
叫跨世代的新人类。
The title is the new intergenerational creation.
很长了英文哦，英文可能是有一点。有一点 难念啊！其实为什么要跨世代呢
？So why it is intergenerational？
因为我知道这个世界每一天都在变。
Because this world is changing day by day。
怎么变？我在网上面看到一个图片哈，是很有意思的。
So I saw a picture on the internet。
这是说1998年。
In 1998，
他是说中文就是说不要上陌生人的车子。
There is this message circulated that you should not get a ride from a stranger.
Yeah, don't get in the car with a stranger. That's right. 然后怎么样？2008年呢
？In 2008,
他就说不要单独跟网上认识的陌生人见面。
The message is that do not meet the strangers that you know online.
这个是2008年。
This is the message of
2008. 2018年呢
？And 2018.
Uber 就是在网上叫一个陌生人来为你开车。
So Uber is designed for a stranger to drive for you.
短短20年。
So in a period of 20 years,
我们的世界真的变了很多哈。
Our world has changed a lot.
跨世代就是要我们不要只活在过去的日子。
We emphasize intergenerational to remind us that we should not always live in the past.
不要只活在过去，还要活在新的时代当中。
You should also live in the new age.
是对于我们信徒来说呢，这可能是一个不是很容易的功课。
For us believers, this might be a hard lesson to learn.
对，什么是跨世代呢
？So what is intergenerational?
那我看到这个图片哈，跨世代可能是有一些是年轻的，有一些是年长的。
So we can see in those pictures there are younger generation and older generation.
你是属于哪一边
？So which side do you belong to?
还是你们在中间
？Or are you somewhere in between?
我是在中间呐、啊，我觉得。
I'm in between.
可是我觉得我越来越过来这一边了、
啊。But I'm leaning towards the older side.
那我们要怎么跨过去，或者是从年长的一边跨去年轻的一边呢？
So how should we cross the generational gap?
其实是有三点。
I want to share three points.
是透过合作。
We can cross through cooperation.
交流。
Communication.
然后互动。
And interaction.
那其实你有关心上一代吗？
So do you really care for the older generation?
要是你是年轻的一代，你有关心上一代吗？
If you belong to the younger generation, do you...care the older one.
要是你是年长的一代，你有关心年轻的一代吗
？If you're the older generation, do you also care for the younger generation?
刚刚我说跨世代的，就是我们不要只活在过去的日子里面，还要活在新的时代当中。
So this title reminds us to live not in the past, but also in the new age.
对啊，我看那个图片的时候。年轻的一代可能叫年老的一代用电脑用手机，对不对？
So today, the younger generation is teaching the older generation to use laptops and smartphones.
可是年长的一代呢，可能要跟年轻的一代在教导他们，还能念书，或者是现在我跟我岳母住的时候。
The older generation is always reminding the younger one to study hard, or
我的岳母叫我煮饭。
As I am living with my mother-in-law, she always teaches me how to cook.
这个是跨世代的那个 living together 一起住的那个情况。
So this is the situation of intergenerational coexistence.
那其实今天我们看的重点是新的人类。
So today we are going to focus on the new creation.
什么是新的人类？
So what is a new mankind?
很多年前在神学院里面，我的一个老师告诉我。
Many years ago, when I was studying the seminary.
给我一个很，他说一个很有趣的观察。他说什么是新的人类呢？
So one of my teachers made a very interesting observation. He asked,What is the new mankind?
他是说，当有一群弟兄在谈话的时候，要是有一个女生加入了，他们的话题会突然改变。
So when a group of brothers meet and talk, and suddenly a girl come to join them, and they will just switch topic.
要是从在一群的女生当中，他们在谈话，突然间有一个男的站在他们当中，他们的话题也会改变。
It's the same thing if a man joins a group of sisters.
那神学院里面呢 的老师都告诉我们、啊、其实有第三种人。
So the seminary professor also told us, actually there are a third kind of people.
只要他们加入任何一个群体的时候，他们的话题都会改变。
Whenever they join a group of conversation, they will switch the topic.
你猜这个人是谁？
So who are these people?
是牧师传道人
The ministers
对不对他们有时候讲话的时候哎，牧师来了不要讲传道人来了不要讲
When they see the minister or the pastor come they will say Wow, let's stop talking about this
所以他们说传道人跟牧师是第三个性别
So that's why they comment that the minister belong to the third gender
那其实呢这个已经是很多年前的一个观察了
Actually, this was an observation made many years ago.
这个老师当时用第三个性别，其实在今天今时今日已经出现了。
Actually, the third gender already appeared in our time.
其实在2017年，加州的州长已经通过了一个在官方的身份证上面已经有出现第三个性别。
In 2017, the state of California already allowed the option of a thirdgender on the ID card.
对，是 driver license ID 或者是出生的文件上面已经有这个法律呢，在2018年9月1号已经生效了。
So since September the 1st, 2018, this law has came into effect that in California we can have a third generation on driver license, ID card or birth certificate.
对，那这个性别不是牧师。
Of course, this third gender is not minister.
是 X.
It's gender X.
啊，真的已经有了。
So this already exists.
那这第三个性别是什么？这是 gender X. Gender X 是什么意思？
So what does gender X mean?
Gender X 就是不想明确的表示自己是男或者是女的人。
It is for someone who do not want to specify their gender.
他们当中有跨性别的人。
They might be transsexual,
同性恋、双性恋的人
homosexual or bisexual.
那所以我们现在填一些官方的表格的时候，就会看到有第三个性别的出现。
So a lot of times when we fill out a form, we might see the third option.
那其实对于我来说，要是在那个 driver license 上面有第三个性别，我觉得。也不是说很好，只是 OK, it's a choice, 就是他们选择这样子。
Well, I might accept the thing as gender X on the driver license.
但是在出生的文件上面有第三种的性别，这是有一点奇怪了。
But it is strange to see gender X on the birth certificate.
因为我觉得 X, gender X, 算不算是新的人类呢？
So is gender X a new creation?
算不算?
Is it?
不算。
No.
因为神造人，他只造了两种的性别。
Because God created man and women.
男跟女。
Man and women.
没有第三种。
There's no gender X.
牧师也不是第三种。
And ministers are not the third gender.
所以我们今天不是讲第三种性别的问题。
So we're not talking about the third gender today.
我们在讲新的人类。
We're talking about the new mankind.
因为我们有时候我觉得看要看那个新的人类的时候我们要做的是什么事情。
What are we doing as a new creation?
对，就是我们要看哦，通过什么是新跨世代的新人类呢？就是通过过去的连结和现在而有这个跨世代的新身份。
The new identity as intergenerational by the connection between the past and present.
所以我们在看《使徒行传》的时候，我们就是看到这一群人，是这一群信的人类。
So when we read the book of Acts, we're watching these new creation.
那当时呢，耶稣已经不在他们当中了。
So by that time, Jesus was no longer with them.
但是他们并非没有神的帮助。
But they still counted on the help of God.
他们有神的话。
They had the word of God.
这是旧约的经文。
That is the Old Testament.
他们有圣灵。
They had the Holy Spirit.
他们也可以祷告。
And they could pray.
那使徒行传其实我相信也很多已经念过使徒行传的知道是什么一本书。
So many of you might know very well the book of Acts.
那使徒行传其实是讲一本讲教会的书。
It's a book about the church.
它是一本书提供给我们很多第一手的资料。
It gave us many first-hand records.
像我们看到初期教会呢是怎么样，事情是什么样，让我们有一个榜样。
About the early church as our example.
教会如何在地上面出现。
So how the church appeared on earth.
扩展。
How it expanded.
然后以聚会成为教会生活的重点。
And how the church service has become a focus of the church life.
然后也是讲一本讲圣灵的书。
It's also a book about the Holy Spirit.
谁写使徒行传的
？So who is the author of Acts？
哪一位？路加。
Luke。
路加，对，他写使徒行传的时候，他是用不同的说法，说到圣灵在人身上不同的作为。
Applying many methods, Luke recorded the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以有人说使徒行传其实也是圣灵行传。
So that's why many have commented that Acts is actually the Acts of the Spirit.
这是因为当中记载的，在耶稣升天以后，圣灵如何在人在信徒的群体当中工作。
So we can see that after Jesus was taken up to heaven, how the Holy Spirit worked in the hearts of man.
使徒行传也是一本讲传道的书，宣教的书。
Acts is also a book about mission.
这是因为传福音、做见证是我们每一个基督徒的一个责任。
Because sharing gospel and witnessing Jesus is the duty of every Christian.
记不记得在《使徒行传》里面最重要的一句是什么？
So one important verse in Acts is
第一章第八节。
Acts 1:8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并且在耶路撒冷、犹太全地。和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的什么见证
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth
使徒行传还是一本讲祷告的书
Acts is also a book about prayer
我们相信祷告是有力量的对不对
We know that prayer is powerful
还有就是信徒当时随时随地都可以祷告
Believers can pray whenever and wherever.
他们当时也知道在六章第四节这样说但我们要专心以祷告全道为事
It says in Acts 6:4 that and we give our attention to prayer and ministry of the word.
所以祷告是很重要的
So prayer is very important.
在第一章第十四节他们也说这一群人刚刚我们念的时候说有大概120个人他们在当中是做什么是同心合意的恒切祷告。
So in Acts 1:14, we can see the group numbering about 120 people. They all join together constantly in prayer.
所以祷告是很重要，因为在耶稣升天以后，他们开始他们的聚会。他们聚会当中也没有一个牧者在他们当中在讲道啊，像现在这样子，他们一起是什么？就在祷告。
So we could see that after Jesus ascended to heaven, there was no minister among them. So they gathered together to pray constantly.
你没有来祷告会。
So do you come to our prayer meeting?
我刚才看到你们那个 bulletin 上面也有，礼拜三有祷告会哦。
We see that you have a prayer meeting on a bulletin.
祷告是很重要的哦。
Praying is important.
对，刚才我说你没有来祷告会的时候，有很多人在笑。
Many of you smirked when I mentioned the prayer meeting.
对，有一个布道家是 Paul Washer.
So Paul Washer once said,
他也是一个宣教士。
He's also a very famous missionary.
他说，你若不是一个很恒切祷告的人，帮个忙怎么样？请你别侍奉。
If you're not constant in your prayer, do me a favor, do not serve.
他在提醒我们哦，侍奉的焦点是 focus 在上帝上面。
So he's by this he's reminding us that the focus of our service should be on God.
一个只想侍奉不想祷告的人，对于教会来说并非好事。
So one that only focuses on ministry but not on prayer is not good for the church.
要成为一个跨世代的新人类呢，祷告是不可缺少的。
Prayer is actually indispensable for an intergenerational new creation.
其实跨世代的新人类，刚刚我们有念过，我们可以看旧的人类，这是犹大的结局，跟那个新的人类马提亚的新时代。
Actually, in the scripture we have just read, we can see the ending of Judas as a man in the past, and Matthias is a new man.
刚刚第一章第十八节他说这个人用他作恶的工价买了一块田，然后呢身子扑倒，肚腹崩裂，肠子都流出来。
In Acts 1:18 it says, with the reward he got for his wickedness, Judas bought a field. There he fell headlong, his body burst open, and all his intestines spilled out.
这个我们都明白，因为犹大并没有为自己买了一块田嘛，对不对？
We know that actually Judas didn't buy the field for himself.
但是知识长就用他出卖耶稣的那个钱买了一块田。
But the chief priest bought that field with the money.
在马太福音里面，他说他只记载他出去吊死了。
In the Gospel of Matthew, we only see that Judas went out and hung himself.
但是我们相信在使徒行传里面他所讲的是尸体挂在那个时间很长，所以放下来的时候肚腹崩裂。
But we know that he was hung there for a long time, so when he was released, his body burst open.
那我们可以回头看一下，在第十六节他有一个这句话。
So in Acts 1:16 it says,
弟兄们，圣灵借大会的在的口在圣经上预言领人捉拿耶稣的犹大，这话是必须应验的。
So Peter said, brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke long ago through the mouth of David concerning Judas, who served as guide for those who arrested Jesus.
那我在念这段经文的时候，我在想哈。一直在想讲这句话的人，这个人对圣经的认识一定很深。
So when I read this verse, I just thought, well, the man who said this must be very knowledgeable of the scripture.
因为他知道并且明白圣经上面的预言。
So he must know very well the prophecies in the Old Testament.
而且知道他一定会应验的。
And he was assured that the prophecies must be fulfilled.
谁讲的？
So who said this?
谁讲的？彼得。
Peter.
彼得。那我问你哦，彼得是新人还是旧人？
So does Peter belong to the new creation or the old creation?
今天我们说要跨世代的新人类，那彼得算是新人还是旧人？
So is Peter a new man or an old man?
有些说新，也有些说旧。
Some may say old, some says new.
Peter 刚刚其实早上我们主日学的时候也讲过他是第一批被召的门徒。
In Sunday school, we have just shared that Peter was one of the apostles called by Jesus.
所以我在我的观念里面 ，Peter 就是救人啊。
So in my perception, of course, Peter belonged to the old mankind.
因为他是从一开始就在跟随耶稣的。
Because he was the first ones to follow Jesus.
在福音书里面，彼得其实是一个不一样的人。
In the Gospels, we can see Peter was different.
在福音书里面，我们看到彼得是一个渔夫
，He was a fisherman.
是被人看成没有学问的。
He was ignorant.
鲁莽、愚顽、爱表现。
He was a reckless, stubborn, and like to show off.
也是说话很多，问题也很多。
He's very wordy and asks a lot of questions.
他的信心有时候会强，有时候会弱。
And sometimes his faith is strong, sometimes it seems weak.
他是很容易冲动的人。
He is very impulsive.
立场常常会动摇不定。
And always falters on his position.
但是呢，从刚刚我们看到，从使徒行传里面
，But in the book of Acts,
他是变成另外一个人嘛。
Peter just turned out to be a different person.
沉稳坚定。
It was calm and steadfast.
谦虚谨慎。
It was modest and cautious.
是愿意为主的道付上道火。
He was willing to die for the truth.
还有就是献身殉道。
And eventually he became a martyr.
然后他成为十二个使徒之首。
He was the first of the 12 apostles,
教会早期的领袖
leader of the early church,
外邦教会的栽培者
the planter of the church among Gentiles.
哎，我们在福音书跟那个使徒行传里面看到同一个彼得都变成另外一个人嘛。
So we just see that Peter in the Gospels was converted into a completely different person in Acts.
完全是两个人，他成为了一个跨世代的新人类。
So Peter thus became an intergenerational new mankind.
那我在想哦，为什么他变得这么快
？So why would this very sharp change？
只是有人批评说啊，彼得是自己做领袖，但是我不认为这样子。
Some might comment that Peter was just changed by his leadership.
我相信这是神的意思。
I think this is the work of God.
因为其实耶稣已经很早就是说彼得你要当领袖了。
Because since very early, Jesus said Peter would become the leader of church.
好像在马太福音第十六章十八十九节这样说。
In Matthew 16, 18 and 19,
他说我告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建立在你的磐石上面，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。还有我把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑，凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Jesus said, and I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
所以他耶稣已经很早就是说彼得你是教会的磐石。
So since very early, Jesus said Peter would become the rock of the church.
还有就是另外一个在路加福音22章第31到32节这样说，西门西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好晒你们像晒麦子一样，但是我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心，你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
And in Luke 22:31-32, it says, Jesus said, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
所以耶稣很早就知道彼得他的信心会有时候是不够了。
So Jesus knew that Peter's faith might be weak.
但是他们回头当彼得回头以后，要回来坚固你的弟兄。
But he asked Peter to strengthen his brothers after after he had turned back.
当然，我们还有就是从约翰福音第二十一章，他也说啊，你要喂养我的小羊，记不记得
？And in John 21, Jesus also asked Peter to feed his lambs.
所以我们看到啊，其实耶稣很早就知道彼得是一个领袖。
So since very early, Jesus made it pretty clear that Peter would become the church leader.
那我在想，也还是有一点不明白。
But I we might still be confused about one thing.
那他为什么突然间会这么熟悉圣经
？So how can a man suddenly become so knowledgeable of the scripture？
所以原来在想哦，原来在路加福音一角很有一个记载。
In Luke we saw that.
当耶稣复活以后
，After Jesus rose from dead，
曾经向门徒显现
，and he showed himself to his followers。
在路加福音二十四章四十四节，耶稣对他们说：“这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话。这是什么话呢？摩西的律法、先知书上面跟诗篇上面所记载的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。”
Jesus said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms."
然后耶稣说，怎么样？耶稣就开他们的心窍
，Then he opened their minds,
使他们能够明白圣经
，so they could understand the scriptures.
所以我相信是圣灵上在彼得上身上面动工。
I believe it must be the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以他会用诗篇的话来跟大家说话。
So we could see that Peter was preaching with Psalms.
那有些人说，哎，那我不需要读经了，是不是
？So many of you might say, "Wow, that's good. So I don't need to read the scripture, right?"
因为到时候圣灵会来告诉我要讲什么的怎么样的话。
Because the scripture, the Holy Spirit would come to tell me what to say.
我觉得不对。
This is not correct.
圣灵会来提点，他是会的。
The Holy Spirit might be our help.
但是我们也要读经。
But we still need to read the scriptures.
不然的话，圣灵很难从你的脑袋里面找什么出来告诉你的。
Otherwise, the Holy Spirit could not tell you anything through the scripture.
要成为跨世代的新人类，祷告读经是小不了。
To become a new mankind, you cannot spare reading the scriptures and praying.
其实刚刚我们在看那个跨世代的新人类的时候，我们看到犹大的结局。
So when we mentioned the intergenerational new mankind, we saw the ending of Judas.
也看等一下我们看到马提亚的新时代。
And we shall see the age of Matthias.
但是更重要是中间有一个从旧变新的新人类出现了。
But we see this transitioning figure of Peter.
他就是彼得。
As Peter.
然后彼得说啊，你要选一个人出来，来补选一个新的门徒。
So they decided to do the by-election to add one to the 11 apostles.
对，那我在想，他们在选，后来在选的时候，候选人的资格，然后刚刚我们有念过，就是说从开始一直跟随耶稣的人，然后也愿意为主复活做见证的人。
So we have just read the qualification. It has to be someone who have been with disciples the whole time, and it should be one who would become a witness of Jesus' resurrection.
那后来马提亚被选上了。
And we saw that Matthias was elected.
那犹士都呢
？What about Justus?
犹士都没有被选上。
Justus was not chosen.
但是我相信他同样的忠心做门徒。
But I think he would equally follow Jesus very faithfully.
那有人问，为什么一定要十二？十一行不行
？Some of you might ask why it has to be 12.Can it be just 11?
小了一个犹大不可以吗
？No, it cannot work without Judas.
我第一个想到都是买鸡蛋。
The first thing I think of is to to buy a dozen of eggs in the supermarket.
小了一克可以吗？
Can it come with just 11 eggs?
当然我们知道这是选门徒不是买鸡蛋。
Of course, this is electing apostles, not buying a dozen of eggs.
但是我们可以想一想为什么一定要十二。
But why it has to be 12?
其实最重要的就是因为在功能上面其实11跟13、12是没有关系的。
So, well, actually, functionally, it makes no big difference.
但是
11, 12, or 13.
但是在象征上面是有意义。
But symbolically, this is meaningful.
这是代表以色列民族的12个支派。
It represents the 12 tribes of Israel.
新的门徒，这是说十二个的门徒，这是代表新的世代开始了。
So the 12 apostles mark the beginning of a new age.
十个门徒代表这个新的以色列群族哈，并且以神耶稣基督的国度为核心。
So the new Israel is now formed, centered on Jesus.
在路加福音二十二章，他有这样说：“这叫你们在我的国里面做事。”然后并且坐在宝座上审判以色列的十二个支派。
In Luke 22:30 it says, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on the thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
那其实路加这样说的说，这是意思就是说，要是十二个门徒一天没有圆满的话，圣灵这还没有能够来。
So by this, Luke meant that the Holy Spirit would not start his work when the apostles reach a complete number.
但圣灵降临以后，表明神的国已经开始了。
But after the Holy Spirit come unto them, the God's the kingdom has begun.
使徒的数目就不一定要十二了。
So the apostles no longer needed to be 12.
所以以后我们看到雅各殉道，然后其他的使徒离世，也不会再有仆人。
So later we saw that Jacob martyred and other apostles died for the gospel, but there were no more by elections.
其实我们在说要成为一个跨世代的新人类。
So when we talk about this intergenerational new mankind,
那我在想从使徒行传的第一章里面我们看到几件事情。
We can see several things from Acts 1.
成为新人类第一个最重要是他们确认主给他们的使命。
So first, this new creation was clear about the commission given by the Lord.
他们的目标是什么？就是做见证。
They set up a very clear goal that is to witness Jesus.
然后他们在祷告当中等候。
And they pray while awaiting.
然后他们重新整理他们的团队，然后产生一个新的领导者。
They rearrange their team and raise up a new leader.
最后他们选出一个门徒，就是代替犹大，然后使这个团队没有缺口。
And they chose a disciple to replace Judas, who betrayed Jesus, filling the gap of the team.
我在看这，因为在看这个《使徒行传》第一章的时候，其实第二章还没出现，就是说圣灵还没降临在每一个人身上。
So when we are just reading this chapter, the Holy Spirit hasn't come yet. It only happens in Acts 2.
但是他们在准备自己成为一个新的人类的时候，他们就是做了刚刚我说的四点。
But that's what they did while preparing themselves to become the new creation.
最近网上面有一段文字，我就觉得很短。
So I saw this on the internet.
我觉得很有意思。
I think it's very interesting.
这开始这个问题哦，他说有五只青蛙坐在木头上面。
We can see there are five frogs sitting on the branch.
有四只决定要跳下来，那木头上面还剩下几只青蛙呢？
Four of them decided to jump off the branch. So the question is, how many frogs will remain on the branch?
答案五只。
The answer is five.
为什么？
Why?
因为决定跟实质行动是两回事。
Because it's different to decide to do one thing and actually take action.
真的，我们很多时候都是决定要做一些事情，可是没有行动的话是没有意义的。
Sometimes we just make a decision, but it is meaningless if we have no, take no action.
在属灵上面的事情也一样。
It applies to spiritual matters as well.
每一个人做事情都需要有目标，而且跟那个和行动配合。
So to accomplish something, everyone has to set up a clear goal and has action that go along with it.
我们看彼得，他就是一个跨世代的新人类。
So we say Peter is intergenerational new mankind.
他从前是一个渔夫。
He used to be a fisher.
成为一个新的领袖。
And now he became the leader.
把从前跟随耶稣的人和在五旬节信耶稣的人连在一起。
So here was the connection between the old disciples and the new believers after the Pentecost.
有圣灵的帮助，成立教会，成为一个跨世代的领袖。
So with the help of the Holy Spirit, he built up the church and became an intergenerational new creation.
你呢？
How about you?
你是新人还是旧人？
Are you the old or new creation?
可能你会说，我已经来了教会很久很久了。
You might say that I've been in this church for a long time.
我年纪大了，可能已经是年长旧人的一群人了。
So I'm a senior, so I belong to the older generation.
也可能说，哦，我是来教会不久，我是来念书的。
Or you have just been here recently, and you're here just for school.
但是我觉得，无论你是新人还是旧人。
But I think no matter you're the old man or the new man,
神要我们为他做见证是不分年龄的。
So age doesn't matter because God's will is to let us witness Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢教会让我今天可以来分享主的话。
Thank God for giving me this opportunity to share with you the word of God.
跟林长老跟蔡长老讲谈话，知道这个教会其实接触很多，大部分的都是学生。
So when I talk to your elders, I knew that many of you are students in this church.
其实我觉得你们已经是跨世代的人类了。
I think you're already an intergenerational creation.
但是刚刚我说时代不断在变。
But I just mentioned that the world is changing day by day.
有时候我们传福音的工作也是要不断的在变。
Of course, the ministry is always changing.
也需要新的领袖来参与神的事工。
We always need new leaders to participate in the ministry.
求主给你们帮助。
May God be your help.
继续为神国努力。
So that you will keep fighting for the kingdom of God.
成为一个跨世代的新人类。
To become an intergenerational new creation.
荣耀归给他。
Glory to God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Jesus, we thank you.
因为你要我们成为跨世代的新人类。
Because you want us to become the intergenerational new creation.
我们知道福音，我们传福音，传那个古旧的十字架，是不是新的东西？
So what we preach is the old rugged cross.
但是我们知道要面对新的世代，我们就是用新的方法来传福音。
But facing the new age, we're always applying new strategies to preach the gospel.
主啊，你知道我们靠自己的力量，我们不可能做得到的。
God, you know that we're incapable of this, relying on our own strength.
但是我们愿意。
But we're willing to go for you.
我们继续的祷告。
We just keep praying.
我们继续的读经。
We keep reading the scriptures.
让圣灵在我们在生命工作。
May the Holy Spirit work in our lives.
改变我们成为新的人类。
And transform us into the new mankind.
所以不论我们是年纪多少。
So no matter how old we are,
我们在你里面每一天都是新的。
We're new in you every day.
我们感谢你听我们祷告。
We thank you.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祈求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。